All right, any NOLA high school wrestling athletes who are?
Bowen Downey.
Carol Meacham.
Jake Pontier.
All right, well, we'll start over here. First off, how has the season gone so far compared to what you thought at the beginning of the season? A lot of success so far for the Indians and a lot of tough matchups, right?
Yeah. So at the beginning of the season, we had a lot of high hopes since we did so well last year. But, we're doing pretty good. We're doing about how well we'd expected to do this season, and still a lot of good things coming towards the end of the season.
Do you think you've been tested well enough? I know, you know, postseason's coming up. Do you think that you and the squad have been against some of the best, not only in the state, but really across the Midwest, right?
Yeah, I think our team has been up against a lot of good other teams. You know, we have a lot of young people just, you know, well, and I think it's gone really well for how young our team is.
Well, talking about that youth, you guys being some of the older guys, how has that been, being with the program for a long time and kind of bringing those guys up, kind of showing them what to expect? How do you take on that leadership role?
It's just kind of given to you as you age. This year we've had a lot more younger underclassmen involved in the varsity lineup, and it's just been a little different. You just got to lead by your example and lead with your words a little bit. Just encourage them.
Well, talk about expectations. Do you like having the big expectations on this team and team that's gone to the, you know, dual state for, you know, a couple times in the recent years? Do you like having those expectations? Do you want to have those high goals?
Yeah, I like it. It doesn't bother me much because it kind of holds you accountable to what this program, just what it is. And it just, those expectations kind of motivate you and drive you, and it's kind of already set in goals for you to have.
Big matchup with Norwalk, not only for conference, but a potential, well, a team you are going to see later on. How do you want to kind of attack the Warren County rivalry here tomorrow?
Just go out and do what we do best. I mean, they do some weird stuff, we do some weird stuff. Just go out, do what we do, and hopefully we win.
Well, same question for you. How do you kind of want to approach this as a team and individually, a big matchup? You don't want to give everything away, but obviously you want to go for the win.
Well, since we're going to see them a lot in these recent weeks, I just think we should come out there like we come out every single week, wrestle hard, wrestle tough, wrestle our way, and don't take any shortcuts.
Lots of your biggest meets coming up. Little Hawkeye Conference meet, the state dual qualifiers coming up, and then, of course, individual state qualifying coming up. How do you want to approach that over the next couple weeks and as you get ready for the biggest parts of the season?
Well, we just got to put our heads down and get to work. That's all I really have to say about that.
It's just another faceless opponent. Just go out there, do your stuff, get better the way you think you need to get better, and just keep working.
I agree with what they've been saying. You shouldn't make it too big of a deal. Just go out there and wrestle.
All right, individual goals for the rest of the season. What do you want to see you accomplish? And then we'll quickly go back over team goals as well. But individual goals for now.
I would like for our team to make it to state and to have at least 11, 12 state qualifiers for our team. And I'd like to make it to state myself as well and place pretty high.
Awesome.
I would also like to make it to state and place pretty high, and then hopefully the team does better than we hope.
I'd like to qualify for state as well and hope our team can make it to state and win a few duels there.